Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the British Tech News Show. It is the 10th of November, 2020. We got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours and is coming at you in about 5 minutes. All right, okay. I know we're all sick of this COVID crap, but here's a reason possibly to smile today. It's the biggest news story, probably tech and non-tech. A COVID-19 vaccine may be near. According to the manufacturers over at Pfizer and BioNTech, early data from their trials is showing that a 90% effective rate is happening with their COVID-19 vaccine. Now, so far, this is from 94 individuals, meaning 90% of those 94 individuals seem to be holding up just fine. However, though, they do have 43,538 people enrolled in the program, so it could be a little early goings on, but fingers crossed this data keeps moving forward. Of course, before the vaccine can be used, it needs to be authorized by regulatory bodies, which differ from country to country, of course. So my goodness, I hope we stay in that 90% effective rate, because if we do, it could be a hell of a nice end to 2020. Alright, moving on with tech news. That was kind of more biotech, wasn't it? Yeah. Halo 4, yep, got a PC? It's coming for you. Yes, Halo 4 will be arriving on November 17th for the PC platform, promising that it's fully optimized and fully remastered. That's probably a good thing on the remastered part, being the fact it came out in 2012 for the Xbox 360 platform. It only took it 8 years to make it to the PC. Hey, better late than never. And hey, if you're a massive Halo fan, though this is for the non-PCers out there, what a coincidence, on November 17th, it will also be the same day that Halo the Master Chef Collection will be released for Xbox Series X and S. And as an added little treat with anybody owning the Halo Anthology on their console, they'll actually get a free copy on Microsoft's next generation hardware. Nokia. They make the best Android TVs. Yeah, Nokia on an Android TV. Now, this is what happens, of course, when you sell the name off. You can pretty much stick it anywhere. And that's what they've done. There's a new Nokia-branded Android TV box coming its way to, well, in Europe, actually. It's actually the Streaming Box 8000, and is actually a product of the folks over there at StreamView. Now, before, they've actually purchased the Nokia license to sell smart-branded televisions. Now, we've moved on to set-top boxes. As far as the specs go, the box will support 4K playback. Apparently, it's going to be around the 100 euros mark. I'm going to lean towards maybe 99.99. Yeah, any bets? And yes, we should be seeing a release date this year. Probably just in time for Christmas. Any bets? Other tidbits we did hear about, at least software-based. It will be running Android 10 and include apps for YouTube, Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and of course, access to the Google Play Store. And finally, staying in the realm of video playback, hey, you remember the Sling Box? You know, that big old gray box that looked like a candy bar? Where you could hook up your satellite or cable provider or even terrestrial antenna, plug the thing into the box, and then you could stream your TV anywhere in the world. Yeah, that magic box was actually unveiled at the CES show in January of 2006 and became quite a popular product for a while, even with all the bugs and disconnects and those kind of things. Well, unfortunately, if you still own the thing, it ain't gonna work much longer. Yes, apparently the Sling Box server will actually be shutting down 2 years from now. And if you're thinking, well, at least I've got 2 years left with this thing, think again. They're actually going to be killing off the app, you know, that you need to actually view content with your Sling Box. That's gonna be gone much sooner. Although they didn't actually give the date on when they will kill the app, it definitely is not gonna be lasting the life of the box. So thank you, Sling Box, for all the entertainment you provided over the years, especially for those people that shared their Sling Box so you can watch out-of-market games. Wink, wink. It was fun while it lasted. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN content over there. You can also support the new show over there, too. This show relies entirely on your subscriptions each and every month to continue. So if you love what we do here at the new show, head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for as little as $5 a month. You can do your part in keeping the new show on the air. Find us, of course, on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday. Sorry, we won't be able to bring you a special Apple edition tomorrow, but we will get you caught up with the best technology news from Apple and other things on Thursday. But until then, have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.